My name is Amy Foster, and I'm interviewing Mr. Clifton Lee Foster in his home. Today is March 27, 1995. Mr. Foster was born on June 22, 1920, in Kennedy, Alabama, and enlisted in the Air Corps when he was 20 years old, 1940. The interview follows.
Okay, Mr. Foster, how did you become involved with World War II?
Well, I was at the age of being drafted. And at the time I was in school, but I got out in the spring of 41 and went ahead and joined the service because I was advised to, because I was going to be drafted if I didn't. So I had a choice, and therefore I went ahead and joined the Air Corps, Air Corps. Back then it was Air Corps, not Air Force. Became Air Force after it got on over in the years. But I joined the Air Force, or Air Corps, and was stationed in Jackson, Mississippi. And I was among the first 100 men going to that new base. And the streets hadn't even been paved. And I had approximately 3 weeks of basic training, and which generally it runs longer than that, but the war was, looked like it was going to come on, and they were trying to train men, and therefore we went ahead, and I was given a spec number with the 38th Bomb Group, which would put me in the armament department and bombardier department. And so I went on there and went straight to work, just like a civilian job. I reported into my shop in the morning and out at noon, and back afternoon and out at night. And until on November, I went on there and we were coming off the line, which we call the line then, was where our planes were parked and armor shops and everything were. And we, I was riding in a back end of a big old GI truck on Thanksgiving Day. We were going up to eat lunch, and we were having a good meal that day. Well, when I went to get out the truck, I jumped out onto the blacktop, and my leg gave away on me, which one I hurt playing high school football. And then I stayed on the base there for several days. Then they transferred me into Jackson General Hospital in New Orleans, in which all that time I was out approximately 3 months, in which I was wanted to go into enlisted pilot and was working toward it, but that automatically disqualified me as far as a pilot. But I couldn't even fly then. But it wasn't long until they released me to go ahead and fly, but I couldn't go into pilot, enlisted pilot, which is a non-commissioned officer rank. So from there I went back to the base in Jackson, and my group were getting ready, the 38th Bomb Group was getting ready for overseas shipment, but the commanding officer would not let me go because he told me that they had enough crippled men over there without me being over there. So he made me stay behind to form another group with the other fellows, a few other fellows. But we had that went on, and I finally, somehow or the other, I was attached to the 35th Air Base Group, but I wasn't assigned there to do work. And that's when I was Air Corps unassigned for 6 months, just for clothing and food and administration. I had no duty at all. It was 15 of us boys that way. All we had to do was check with headquarters once a day. So finally we got assigned, and our orders came out at that time for coming out of the Southeastern Command, which was at Montgomery, Alabama. And I was assigned to be the first sergeant of this outfit, 962nd Group. So, guard group. So I was with that outfit in training. That was our job, was to train men and bring it up to power, I mean up to the quota that's supposed to be for a squadron. And after, during that year, they were sending men in from other squadrons coming in under our command to be trained, but they wouldn't let them stay there long enough to be trained, I didn't think, as they should, because they were just people being drafted into the service, which, by the way, wouldn't take draftees when we first started. All the way we could get is by enlistment. But then the war was coming on, so we had to take anything we got and had to train them. And I didn't think it was right, but who was I to judge on it? I couldn't. So we done the best we could. But after that year of working as first sergeant with the outfit and training command, I got transferred out by request, and you asked me about how it affected me. Well, you can understand that I wasn't happy at the job I was at and the way some men were being treated, just sent in and more or less just pick up a gun and work a few days and then being transferred out. Well, I didn't like it, but I did get out of the outfit and went on overseas. But are we off schedule there? I mean, off of...
You're doing fine. Just going. Just tell me more about how your involvement with the war affected you.
I guess there was very few people that had as good a thing of it in the service during the war as I had, because I didn't actually come in contact with any contact in the war, except, you know, preparing men and things like that. But it is actually having an effect on me, nerves or anything, it had no effect on me. And of course, it's like most of the fellers, you had a war. I mean, you were doing things that you really... It wasn't something that you dreaded to get up to and go to work at in the morning. And because I didn't pull into squadron duties as far as like guards or KPs or kitchen stuff, mine was just like going to shop and going to work, which that's the way I liked it. But I was pretty well, much more adjusted than a lot of fellas were in the service, I think, because I raised on the farm and I was a working boy. I was always disciplined at home and I had no problems. A lot of fellas came into the service, never had worked, and they didn't like any orders, and they just made it miserable for themselves. But for me, I had no problems with the service. I liked what I was doing, but I was ready for it. Get out when I did get out. But, I think I was well adjusted. I enjoyed the work and flying, what little flying we done and all that. And I enjoyed the people that I worked with. I don't know what
why don't you tell me about your transfer to Europe and how that...
Oh, you mean your... Well, after I left the base at Jackson, I shipped out with 35 other group of the other men at all were ranked men, and they were trying to send us overseas. They were calling for that because I believe the lowest ranked man was a staff sergeant in the outfit, and then master sergeant up through tech master. And they shipped me out, shipped us out of there, in which the lieutenant... The boys were kind of, a lot of them were really wanting to get out, and a lot of them didn't want to leave. But anyway, like a bunch of boys, they had their drinks and stuff, you know, and you're supposed to stay in a group, in which the lieutenant told me, he called me and told me that I would be in charge, and that the only thing he wanted me to do was to be sure that I got them all in Florida. Get them down to 10 feet of Florida where we were supposed to go. And says, they're going to be rowdy, but you'll have your own car, train car. And we left out of there, believe it or not, in an old empty car, train car. Didn't have any seats. We sat on there. Duffel bags. Alright, as they shipped us out. Now, this is the way the service worked it. And you don't understand that, no one will ever understand. We wound up in Birmingham. Well, alright. they got up there and sidetracked us. And we sat there and we sat there and we sat there. And I don't know, after a few hours, they realized, I reckon, that we're supposed to be going somewhere else. And then they hooked us and shipped us into Tenderfield, Florida, in which down there shows you something else how they were. We got there, and I turned my orders in for the men, for all of us, at the headquarters. All right. And they says, well, all right, says you'll be assigned to a certain barracks. They showed us, said, we'll let someone take you over there. All right, that was all right. We went over there, and we stayed there. All right, nobody come in. Didn't come down to see us, nothing. So we began to mingle around, just, you know, mingle out and get it, go around over the base, over the field. And we were there for a week, and no orders come out. So one morning, we were all in bed, didn't get up to when we got ready, you see. Nobody bothered us. So there's a corporal up in there, which is two stripes, and he don't have much authority, and we were all ranked men, you see. But he came in there and I began hollering, fall out, fall out, fall out. And then the shoes began flying. They let him have it, and out the door he went. Well, a little bit here came back with the officers, and they wanted to know what we were doing there. And I said, we're just waiting on y'all to do what you're supposed to do. well, where'd you come from? I said, the orders were turned in. I turned them in at the headquarters. Well, I haven't got a thing on you. Well, so that's what we done anyway. So he says, all of you hang around here till I come back and give you some orders. So sure enough, in a little while, they came back, some orders, and they put man here in this outfit, and one over here and one over there.